Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Channing Tatum dropped by the project last night to chat about Magic Mike and what he plans to do with the franchise next.
A big announcement today.
Yes, yes, we are bringing Magic Mike live, which is our live dance show in Melbourne. We're going to be here for like 24 weeks, and then we're going to go to Sydney, and then Brisbane, and then Perth.
Right, plug's done. Thanks very much for joining us, guys.
Yes, ladies and gents, the Magic Mike Live Show is coming to Perth in 2020, and you can hit up magicmikelive.com.au to get on the wait list. Unfortunately, Channing Tatum isn't performing, though, so that's a bit of a downside, but apparently his cast is amazing. 10 Australians and 5 Americans, so it's going to be a bit of a eye-opening show.
Katy Perry has jumped on the bandwagon and released a Christmas song. It's called A Cozy Little Christmas. This one is rather cheeky.
A cozy little Christmas here with you.
Why is it cheeky?
Well, Santa's in the music video, so she's basically saying, let's have a cozy little Christmas, Santa. I don't think Mrs. Claus would be very happy about that, Katy Perry.
She would not be happy.
The Actor Awards are on tonight in Sydney, hosted by Shane Jacobson and celebrating the Australian film industry. A name to watch, Gunners, will be Damon Herriman, who is up for 4 awards and now holds the record for the most nominations across performance categories in 1 year. He recently starred as Charles Manson in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and he's being recognised for his work on local productions including Judy and Punch and The Nightingale. Sam Neill is being honoured with a Longford Lyle Award for his outstanding contribution towards Australian screen culture. The actors will air tonight on the 7 Network.
You'll be happy about this, Ali.
Uh-huh.
Alanis Morissette is celebrating with a tour and a musical for her 25th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill.
Nice.
She's also working on her first album since 2012.
Start the car!
And she just debuted a new song. It's called Reasons I Drink. So Alanis.
Oh, God, I love her. And we get our first look at Scarlett Johansson's Avengers spin-off movie, Black Widow, which is set to hit cinemas May 2020 and also stars Rachel Weisz and Stranger Things' David Harbour.
I know you're out there.
I know you know I'm out here. So are we going to talk like grown-ups?
Is that what we are?
It's good to see you too, sis.
What brings you home?
Business. We have to go back to where it all started. It's gonna be a hell of a reunion.
Still fits. Family. Back together again.
You got fat.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.